Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Happy New Year to you. Today's show, I'm going to chat with you today about your New Year's resolution. Every year, for many years, most of us have a resolution or two, something we want to come true. We celebrate the birthday of Christ on Christmas, and then a week later, we think about the life of Christ, we come to the new year, and we make a projection. That's what a resolution is. A resolution is something you write down. Hopefully, you write it down and you put it in a safe place and you look at it every now and then, because it's your projection about how you want to extend your creative force into the material plane. You've got things you want to make happen that haven't happened. And how many of you have noticed that those resolutions keep getting repeated every year because, for whatever reason, they don't come to fruition? Now, I didn't know this when I got into medicine. I really didn't. I was fascinated by science more than anything else. I was fascinated by how the human cell, the biology of the cell, can heal an organ or a disease if it's fed what it's supposed to be fed. But I had no idea that in the end, it was the resolution, the projection of your dream into the material plane, which is what a resolution is. It's what you want to happen in your life. I had no idea that in the end, no matter how much science you applied to a healing, that in the end, that is what you were going to be facing. Your ability to make your dreams come true. And always en route to this, you find that, and this is what you see as people heal, always en route to a healing, as people heal, they come face to face with the same old things, the patterns, the emotions, the neurosis, the anxieties that knock them out of their block once again. As you watch people heal, you watch them as they cleanse and heal and get better and reduce their symptomology and begin to live a better life, to make that resolution come true. What you watch people do invariably, I've rarely seen an exception to this, what you watch them do is come face to face with the same demons that knock them right down to where they were before. And this is really the issue every year when we celebrate the new year. That's what we're doing. We're saying, I have this creative force, and I want to take this creative force, and I want to make something happen with it. Well, that's what disease is. Funny way to think about it. Funny way to think that the fact that you may have your kidneys replaced, or you may have a terminal illness, an autoimmune disease, you may be up for a surgery because nothing you've done has helped your low back or your joint. It's an interesting way to think that before you go to the knife, that before you become addicted to pharmaceutical drugs, really what we're talking about is that creative force inside you that never came to fruition. I guess it makes sense if I say it in this context, but if you watch people work with it, if you even be honest with yourself and ask yourself the way you work with it, those of you looking for a combination of herbal supplements to cure a disease, those of you who are online at Kaiser looking for tomorrow's surgery or the next pharmaceutical drug, and the amount of money, time, and energy spent in these veins. Those of you on that path should consider that really, underneath all of this, is blocked creative force. And we make our attempt every year to do something about that. And every year, many of us fall short, and that resolution gets repeated. So I want to give you a perspective on that. I want to give you a perspective on how to think about your symptom and how to think about your disease, how to think about your investment of time, energy, and money into your healing, and what that has to do with creative force. And of course, I'm not the first person to get into this. If you get to the website, I hope you're on the website, that's straighttalk.cc. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I do this show as a public service. I do it with pictures. So it's not just a radio show. It's a radio show with pictures. All the shows are archived on the website. That's straighttalk.cc. That's with two T's, not .com.cc. And I do it that way because the show gets a little involved. And I think that's worthy. I think to make the show not your average one-line show that you can fully absorb while you're doing 15 other things, I think that's not a bad idea. Because after 25 years of working with sick people and healthy people, I think after 2.5 decades of that, I have something to tell you, and that is it takes more than we give you. You need more understanding of this healing process than you're getting. We're not giving you. Medicine doesn't give you a deep enough perspective. So this show, all 293 shows now over 5 years, it asks you to reach a little deeper. So get to the website when you can and listen to the show again. Don't say, well, there's just too much for me to follow here. I just want the quick cure. If you get to the website, I put on and try to journey you through, to give you a tour through what we call the transpersonal psychologists. Transpersonal psychology. So it's 2017, and you've got your series of New Year's resolutions, dreams about all the things you want that you didn't have the year before. And as I said, invariably, people find that they're repeating these resolutions because they're not getting what they want. Whether it's freedom from disease or a better lifestyle, you've fallen into that place where it just doesn't come together. Well, we invented psychology as an organic process. We evolved psychology to give you a path to that, to give you an understanding of where the blocks are. And this psychology, it started with Freud, a genius in his own right. It went to Jung. It went to Reich. And then it hit the transpersonal psychologists. So I want to introduce that term to you if you're not familiar with it. The transpersonal psychologists, and I'll name a bunch, I put a bunch on the website, are the modern day band of human potential. Human potential people. And I use the word psychologist loosely. They're not necessarily PhDs in clinical psychology. They are people who ask you to examine your patterns, change your patterns, get rid of your negative emotions, and hook it into words like your creative potential, like self-actualization. like having more peak experience. And I think that's a great thing. It's been going on about 30 years. It came off the back end of formal psychiatric analysis. Now, many of you have never seen a psychiatrist. Many more of you should have seen psychiatrists, I think, than you did see. But the problem that evolved out of psychiatry, Freud probably never intended this, but psychiatrists by the 1950s and 60s especially were the guys you went to see for the drugs. Unfortunately, unlike where Freud started in the 1900s, psychology, I'm going to say devolved, psychiatry devolved over 20, 30, 40, 50 years to drugs. By the 50s or so, the 1950s, psychiatry was in a rut. A few people in the shishy parts of our industrial cities, New York, San Francisco, so on and so forth, went to see psychiatrists, but nobody else really did, unless you were flat out crazy. Got to remember, they gave the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1949 to a guy named Muniz, Dr. Muniz, M-U-N-I-Z, for the frontal lobotomy. Well, that's true. You can look that up. The 1949 Nobel Prize for Medicine. They gave it to a guy that was giving people lobotomies to cure disease, mental disease. And, of course, it didn't do that. It just turned them into zombies. The cure for schizophrenia in 1949 was the lobotomy. I think it was through the eye socket. That was his particular way to do it. So we weren't dealing with mental illness correctly then. But if you went to see a psychiatrist, at that point, you might sit on a couch, have your dreams analyzed, and really the whole thing fell through. And psychiatry became synonymous with heavy drugs for people who were flat out crazy. By the 1970s, 1980s, we started to birth the psychologist. And tandem to that, we started to birth transpersonal psychology. That meant you're a healthy person, but like everybody, you've got your negative imprints, your average everyday hang-up, nothing too serious, just enough to keep you in the hole you're in. Just enough to make sure that your dreams, your New Year's resolutions never come true. And that's where transpersonal psychology was born. Now, we have names like Wayne Dyer, Shakti Gwynn, Abraham Maslow. There's hordes of psychologists, educational psychologists, lay people who just got into this stuff. Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now. And what we've evolved over 30 years in the United States especially is the transpersonal movement. You're already fairly well put together, but you want to have those peak experiences. You don't want to live in the rat hole of, can I pay my rent? And is my boss going to fire me? And am I going to have enough money to get through my life? Am I going to starve in retirement? You know, it's just unbelievable how many people I hear ultimately sit across my desk and say, you know, I'm 65. I'm just concerned if I'm going to have enough money to make it to 80. You know, in my optimism, sometimes I look at someone and I'll say, you know, you can live to 100 years old, but I mean healthy. And they look at me and they go, no, I can't. They say, because you see, you don't understand. I'm not going to have any money after 80. So I'm ready to kick at 80. That's something, isn't it? And yet that's kind of the way we think now. A lot of people think that way. Maybe there's good reason to think that way. But you see, if you're living like some people, really concerned about your basic needs, food, water, shelter, your immediate family, the safety of those people, are they...